You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Commerce Commission has declined a proposed merger between Foodstuffs North Island and Foodstuffs South Island. Foodstuff owns New World, Pack and Save and Foursquare. They claimed operating as one group would lower grocery prices and not harm competition. However, the Commerce Commission has denied the merger because it would substantially lessen competition, reduce the number of buyers of grocery products, and give Foodstuffs more powers to extract lower prices from suppliers. I spoke to Lisa Asher from the University of Sydney Business School about why the merger was declined and what it not going through could mean for grocery prices and the general supermarket duopoly across Aotearoa. Why has the Foodstuffs merger not gone ahead?
If I were to talk about it from the Commerce Commission's perspective, the evidence put forward does not support their premise that there will be no lessening of competition. The Commerce Commission has rejected the merger application.
Will blocking the merger be successful in keeping supermarket prices down?
It is an interesting question, and I think to get supermarket prices down, there's a few steps. This will prevent supermarket prices from going up substantially, but we actually need to do other things to bring them down. So we don't have a lot of competition, and therefore there is no incentive to compete on price because there isn't enough competition or incentives to do so. So the Grocery Commissioner, who is tasked with encouraging competition, it largely sits with him to help try and bring them down because we need competition to bring them down, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and what has the supermarket's response to the merger been?
I've seen a couple of snippets of Chris Quinn's reaction, and he seems quite surprised that 3 minus 1 equals 2 seems like there's less competition when he seemed to believe that it didn't, so therefore they should be allowed to merge. So I was just surprised that he was so shocked, because when I looked at it from afar, I was like, 3 minus 1 equals 2, lessening of competition.
And what more needs to be done then to break up the infamous supermarket duopoly in Aotearoa?
So I think probably going back to understanding how we got here, because there's been a process of concentration that has been occurring since the early 2000s. And because of that, we've seen consolidations, mergers, harmonisation occur, and that has removed competition from the market. And so some of the things that we often hear to justify no competition is it's a small market, there's not enough, there's not enough population, it's hard terrain, all of these things. And yet when I go and look at global retailing, like across the world, and I test for population density, and there is no correlation between population density and concentration of supermarkets. So that doesn't hold up statistically internationally. And then the terrain, even that didn't hold up statistically. So I think that we need competition, and there needs to be incentives to encourage competition. And that is, and what can be done with the existing players that we have, and how could that be addressed? So what do I mean by that? I mean that Foodstuffs Auckland and Wellington merged in 2013, and they became Foodstuffs North Island, and they said that it would be good for customers, et cetera, we would see price savings, but that hasn't been realised. So the question is, was that the right move? Should divestiture powers be awarded to the Commerce Commission so that they can make amendments themselves without having to go to the courts? So these are divestitures like breakup powers, and these are powers that regulators have in the US as well as the UK. So it's a global standard.
And how do proposed solutions in New Zealand compare to what has been done overseas?
So New Zealand is the second most concentrated market in the world behind Finland. And Finland is dominated by two cooperatives, which are also owned by politicians. They have interests in those cooperatives. So, and the prices there are very high. New Zealand is a concentrated market, second, and then followed by Australia, which is third, then followed by Canada. And so when I look at markets which have greater competition, and there are measures from economics which you can borrow to understand this, places like the UK and the US, although it's there's a lot of large players there, ultimately no one has really or much more than 20% market share. And with that drives price competition because of the you can't coordinate or benchmark, because things are happening out which are quite dynamic, and therefore there is this need to react. And so, you know, that's certainly an option which would bring the concentration ratios down to a level where there is adequate competition. So if we consider market share of, say, Foodstuffs North Island, it's over 40%. So they're already double the size of what one would consider the maximum sort of share that you would hope a player would have in order for it to be competitive.
And for New Zealanders who are frustrated by high supermarket prices, should they consider this merger not going ahead progress?
Yes, I think it is progress. And so the fact that a merger request has been declined is progress, because historically we have seen many approved. And so in terms of when prices will come down, that is a journey, and it's a little bit slower, but I guess what kind of innovation can Kiwis take on until that happens? And so I've heard some lovely anecdotes of people who are growing fruits and vegetables and swapping with their neighbours and so forth, and having an economy of sharing until they can get some relief.
And those were all the questions from my end. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
There's a lot of information that was put forward through the merger application process. And so a lot has not necessarily made it into the news because there is so much. But I would strongly recommend anyone who's wanting to understand why this was opposed, because they're certainly hearing why it was good for them, buy Foodstuffs. But the reason why it was opposed is in the detail of the case register on the Commerce Commission's website. And you can see a lot of analysis. And I submitted four reports through this process to demonstrate why New Zealand was a global anomaly and why they should not be allowed to go ahead.
That was the University of Sydney's Lisa Asher on the declined supermarket merger and what it could mean for grocery prices and the supermarket duopoly in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.